Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Donna is from Weymouth. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good, good. Now, I know you're essential personnel, so you had to go to work today. Did you wear a mask when you left the house?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the new normal, right? Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. We don't have one. I got to get a scarf or something because my wife's going to make some, but I don't even have one yet.
You have a bandana?
Yeah,
surely
scarf.
You have something for skiing.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, those are a little,
those are
for cold weather.
But you
though.
Don't go outside, though. So, yeah, right, what's the point?
Yeah, I'm not going out. That's true. All right, Donna, will you kick Kennedy out of her living room, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the living room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Donna. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Zach says filming Baywatch made him realize he never wants to be in that good of a shape again. What is Zach's last name?
I don't know.
All right. Question number two. Billboard chose the greatest pop star of every year since 1981. Some recents were Drake from 2015, Ed Sheeran from 16, Justin Bieber from 17, and Taylor Swift from 18. This female won for 2019. Who is she?
Pink.
Is right. Drake a pop star?
Yes.
He teeters, I would say.
Yes, absolutely.
They hurt your street cred in the rap community.
A little bit.
This league and ESPN are supposedly kicking the tires on a televised horse competition involving pro players. Which league is it?
Oh my gosh, I'm a complete blank this morning. I don't know.
All right, question number four. On Saturday, Jeff Lowe said that Netflix has a new episode in the works, and apparently it'll be coming out in the next few days. Which show is he on?
What's his name?
Jeff Lowe.
I don't know. I don't watch that.
Okay. Question number five. Channing Tatum and his girlfriend broke up again. Who is he dating?
I don't know that either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please.
Kennedy.
Those were tough questions.
They were.
Kennedy. Where's my... There it is.
Sure, she's right there.
Kennedy.
Hello.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Well, this hasn't happened in a hot minute. Donna got a Mel.
What?
Yay.
Mel.
Wicked. I ain't gonna make fun of you because it's a pandemic, but that's a Mel.
All right.
All right.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Zach says filming Baywatch made him realize he never wants to be in that good of shape again. What is Zach's last name?
Efron.
Zac Efron, yes. Question number two. Billboard chose the greatest pop star of every year since 1981. Some of the more recents were Drake in 15, Ed Sheeran in 16, Bieber in 17, and Taylor Swift in 18. This female won for 2019. Who is she?
Taylor Swift?
No, it was actually Ariana Grande. 1-0. Question number three. This league and ESPN are supposedly kicking the tires on a televised horse competition involving pro players. Which league is it?
The NFL?
Sorry. Horace, is basketball the NBA, Kennedy?
Oh, 1-0.
Question.
I was thinking of the animals.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Horace,
absolutely. I was thinking of the Kentucky.
Yeah.
No.
LeBron James on a Clydesdale. It's supposed to happen.
The last thing that in my head was playing horse for basketball.
Yeah, so
no.
Horse is a game where I take a shot and then.
I understand what it is, but the last thing I would have thought of when you were telling me about horse race was that.
Gotcha.
I thought of horse race.
It was sneaky. Sneaky question. Question number four, Kennedy. On Saturday, Jeff Lowe said that Netflix has a new episode in the works, and apparently it'll be out in the coming days. Which show is he on?
Tiger King.
Tiger King is correct. 2-0. That's on Netflix, Donna. Tiger King.
Yeah, you should check. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
Donna works for a living. That's why she hasn't.
Question number five. Channing Tatum and his girlfriend broke up again. Who is he dating?
Jesse J.
That
is correct. Those two kids just can't seem to keep it together.
They're going to get back together again.
All
it's
right.
Just one of those.
Okay.
3-0 is the final score. I'm sorry, Donna. You don't get the win. You don't get the cash. What would you like
That's
to say
right.
to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Donna from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kelly is from Merrimack. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
You're essential personnel. You're on your way to work at an assisted living facility. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
That
how's
work
that
to do? Thank you.
You're spreading the positive vibes around there, right?
Oh, yeah. I am actually in activities, so I get to entertain the elderly all day. We have lots of fun.
That's awesome.
What day's bingo day?
Oh, almost every day right
every
now.
Day. Every day is bingo day.
Yes. Kelly, will you kick Kennedy out of the living room, please?
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the living room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. And in fact, Kennedy is now stepping out of the living room. And I think she is going out to the front porch again? Is that where she goes, Annie?
Yes, she is. She just had to try not to wake sleeping puppies. Mm. It was really a sight to be seen.
She just go on the stoop and contemplate life.
Well, it's a beautiful day to contemplate life.
All right, so the singer Lauv has released an acoustic version of his most recent album, Modern Loneliness, to raise money for COVID-19 relief. In Lauv's hit song, I Like Me Better, he says, I like me better when blank.
Oh, gosh. Sober?
That's a
good one. I don't know.
Question number two. Selena Gomez revealed on Miley Cyrus's Bright Minded Instagram show that she had been diagnosed bipolar. Selena and Miley were both stars on Disney Channel growing up. Name their shows.
Hannah Montana and Wizards of Waverly Place.
Question number
Wizards,
three.
Wizards, I like it.
Jennifer Aniston Wizards. Surprised a nurse with a Postmates gift card worth $10,000. Which 2006 rom-com did Aniston star in opposite Vince Vaughn, where the couple doesn't seem to be working out?
Oh, The Breakup?
Question number four. Kylie Jenner revealed on Instagram that eventually she wants to have 7 kids. How many kids does Kris Jenner have in total between her two marriages?
Oh, goodness. All I think of is Seventh Heaven. All right.
So I thought that's enough for dwarfs.
Oh, Seventh Heaven was my jam back in the day.
You can do a Snow White movie with all those kids.
All right. So, Kim, Courtney. 6?
All right. And question number 5. Red Table Talk had an entire episode about managing anxiety during this self-isolation period. Which celebrity is the host of Red Table Talk?
Oh, good Lord. I have no idea.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please.
Kennedy!
She's coming.
That was pretty good, though. It was a good round.
I think you should play around
with
Can't Beat Kelly at work today. That's what you should do.
Oh, how did I do? Ooh.
In your face, Esther.
Annette, you're going down.
What's up, Miriam?
Phyllis.
Kennedy. Kelly got 3 out of 5.
Oh, darn.
All right.
We're thinking Kelly should do Campy Kelly at the facility today. That's what we're thinking.
Oh, good.
These are tough. Here we go. Question number one. The singer Lauv released an acoustic version of his most recent album, Modern Loneliness, to raise money for COVID-19 relief. In Lauv's hit song, I Like Me Better, he says, I like me better when?
When I'm with you.
Aw, darn.
That's correct.
Sober's pretty good, too, though.
One to zero.
Like,
question number two.
Quarantine remix.
Question number two. Selena Gomez revealed on Miley Cyrus's Bright Minded Instagram show that she had been diagnosed bipolar. Selena and Miley were both stars on the Disney Channel. Name their shows.
Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm. Happening.
Was she in the Witches of Waverly Place?
The what?
So close. Yeah. Was so close.
Wizards of Waverly Place is the correct answer. I'm sorry.
Oh, did I say witches? You said witches.
Yes.
Oh, not bad.
Title one, question number three. Jennifer Aniston surprised a nurse with a Postmates gift card worth $10,000. Which 2006 rom-com did Aniston star in? Opposite Vince Vaughn, but the couple doesn't seem to be working out.
The breakup?
That is correct. Tied it to.
Wow, I don't even remember that movie.
Oh, that was actually, I enjoyed that movie.
It was so bad.
What?
No.
Oh, I like that.
Bad.
Question number four. Kylie Jenner revealed on Instagram Live that she eventually wants to have 7 kids. Kennedy, count them. 7. How many kids does Kris Jenner have in total between her 2 marriages?
6.
She is the Brady Bunch. That is correct. 6. 3-3. Question number 5. Red Table Talk had an entire episode about managing anxiety during this self-isolation period. Which celebrity hosts Red Table Talk?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Hey, look at you, Kennedy. That is correct. 4-3.
Girl.
Kennedy gets the win, Kelly.
3.
Sorry, you don't
only
get the
cash.
Only
by 1, no girl. Only
yes,
by 1.
You did well.
And you were a delightful opponent.
That's true.
Why, well, thank you.
Bingo, damn, right? All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name's Kelly from Merrimack, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.